Now, my friend Nevin is here. God bless them. How are you, my friend?
I'm great. And yourself? How are you?
I'm always good. I'm always good. All the better for seeing you.
I like your tie. It's very jazzy.
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that. Mrs. Whelan found that at home and said, you never wear that tie. And there's a reason. Because it's very jazzy.
You'd stop traffic.
I would, yeah. I'd never get knocked down in this. So, welcome anyway, nonetheless.
Thank you very
much. Now, I know you were very busy last weekend. You were Ballymallooing.
Oh, it was wonderful. And, great success, I must say. I went to Doreena and Myrtle and the whole. And
there was a good crowd of them there.
It was wonderful. Actually, a great array of chefs and literary people, and it was just wonderful. I really enjoyed it. So, thank you to all of them for inviting me.
And but going to the Ballymallooing Literary Festival of Food and Wine, does that mean you'll be reading books now without pictures?
Well, I'll be talking about my cookbook, and I suppose very good question. The modern philosophy of food, or whatever like that, modern Irish cooking. I was talking about. So, it was a great success, and a wee demonstration too. So, really enjoyed it.
Well, one of the modern ideas that it seems to me that you brought to it, but many have, but you particularly, because we're biased, is this idea that you shouldn't be afraid of things and to go for it, as you did with the TV series.
Well, that's it. And it's it's just finished up there now last week. It's been a great success, Marty. Great feedback.
I know it has.
All the wonderful chefs we have in Ireland. So, and I'm really happy with that.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Well, now, what surprise have you got for me today?
Well, we have a very simple kind of like a pasta dish, a pappardelle pasta with roasted vegetables and chicken. And it's a really, shall we say, one pan, one pot wonder. It's
what's pappardelle?
Pappardelle is like a thick cut tagliatelle pasta.
Oh.
And you can make your own. You can buy it, but tagliatelle, you can use spaghetti. Any kind of pasta is good.
What they call it, pappardelle.
Pappardelle. Thank
probably.
You. Well, you could say a lot better than me.
It wouldn't mean that to an Italian, though. But anyway, that's what we have.
So this serves four people, so it does.
Okay.
And we've lots of lovely vegetables which are coming into season. We've aubergine, which is trimmed, cut into small 1-inch pieces, so a small little dice. One red pepper, cored and then cut into squares. And then we have a yellow pepper and a courgette. So there's lots of great colour there. So you've your red, green, and yellow, your aubergine. Two cloves of garlic, which are crushed. And then a small chilli. And the chilli is optional because that's going to give a little bit of heat.
Yes.
So you put this all into a tray when you've it diced, roast in the oven. The oven is preheated at 180, okay? Nice warm oven for this, and this will take about 10, 12 minutes until it's lovely and caramelised and golden brown. So it's a very, very simple dish, this. The star of the show is, of course, the vegetables, the pasta, and the whole combination there. We're going to put cooked chicken into it, Marty, but that's optional. I wrote that in the recipe,
yes,
which, of course, are available on your website. And people can put the chicken in, which is cooked. I haven't given you a recipe for cooked chicken, but listen, get some nice, quality, assured Irish chicken, grill them, dice them, and you can put that in. And chicken thighs are delicious too, which we'll be talking about in a few weeks. Another simple recipe for that. But what you do then, Marty, with the vegetables when they're done, you cook your pasta. So the pappardelle pasta, you can buy it. And you know, dried pasta, people say, is dried or fresh best? A lot of chefs would say dried pasta is really good. De Gecko is one of the best brands you can get. You can get in any good health food shop.
And why is that best?
Good. Well, because
easiest to work with?
Yeah, no, really good question. It's made with, you know, really good quality egg yolks and Durham 00 flour, it's called. So it's a really good quality, and you cook it in boiling water according to the packet instructions. When you're cooking pasta at home, dried pasta, look at the packet instructions, follow their recipe or their instructions for cooking the pasta, and you cook it al dente, which means that it's firm to the bite. In Italy, what they do when they cook pasta, they get a little bit, this is what I heard, you might know better, they throw it against the wall, and if it sticks to the wall, it's cooked. I don't know if that's true.
No, I don't think so.
And don't be trying that now out at home, okay,
no,
Marty?
I don't think that's something to be doing.
You'd be thrown out of the house.
You would, for sure.
So, Marty, you cook your pasta, your vegetables roasted, so all it is just a matter of binding it all together. And what we're going to bind it together is with a sun-dried tomato pesto. We've given you a recipe for this many times in the show, with some semi-sun-dried tomatoes, rapeseed oil, garlic, a little bit of basil. Blend that all together in your food processor. So you mix that in with the vegetables, which are lovely and roasted. Your pasta is just steaming hot. You combine everything together. Your cooked chicken, again, is optional. That goes in at the last minute just to warm it through. And this goes all into a pan. Some fresh basil leaves, which I love. I love basil.
Oh, it's great.
Coming into season now. Yeah. We'll be able to grow lots of lovely basil. And then just with that, Marty, a little bit of shaved parmesan. And that's it.
And that's
it's simple, it's tasty, it's quick, and it's delicious.
This is what the two greedy Italians use. You know, the two chefs, Maddie and Antonio Carlucci, and the other one.
Oh, he's wonderful.
They're great, aren't they?
Oh, I love them. Yeah. I love them. I think
they just
wonderful.
Seem to kind of get stuff and sit in the middle of a wood.
Yeah.
Surprise. I know it's a television show, but it's a great idea.
But it's lovely. And I mean, you know, they're just, the love of food is in their blood. And that's, you have to admire that. You just, you know, they've seen so much changes in food all their life. And
it's true.
You know, in Italy, the great food they have. I mean,
well, you have a great passion for it too, but it is interesting. interesting to see people who still get excited, having been involved in it. It's like Alex Ferguson in football.
It's true.
It's to see somebody of an age who still gets passionate.
Exactly.
I think
that will make life special. And I mean, like, I think it's unique in people to have that passion throughout their life.
No, well, I totally agree with you.
I hope it remains with me.
It will remain with you. It's in you now. You can't.
I know.
But I mean, you were rare to that. So
exactly.
There was no option. So, sorry, go ahead.
So that is it, Marty. That's it. It's so simple. Roast off your vegetables. Cut them all evenly sized. Yes. I've said about an inch, but listen, that's very kind of chefy. Cut them a little bit bigger. They may take a little bit longer to cook. Don't overcook them. Keep them al dente. Same with the pasta. Mix everything together with the sun-dried tomato pesto. Add in your chicken and your basil and away you go. It's simple, it's tasty and it's delicious.
And it's to serve four.
Yes.
But you're going to be talking about chicken...
Thighs.
Yeah, next week.
Is that okay?
It is. Well, unless you're a chicken, it's fantastic. Nevin, thanks a million, my friend. God bless you. And we'll talk to you.
See you next week. Thanks, Marty.